Welcome to Just for a Moment. I'm Carol Murray, and this podcast series involves conversations with Lori LeBay, and this is the last of our four interviews, which are aired each Monday of this month. You can download this podcast by going to www.justforamomentpodcast.com. Lori's mission is to shift society's negative perception of aging and illness by getting individuals and businesses to appreciate and embrace the gifts wrapped in every stage of life. She believes by removing the fear, embarrassment, and judgment that cripples our relationships, we can enhance our connections with the people we love and care for. Her company, Senior Lifestyle Trends, provides a variety of services to shift how caregiving is perceived, received, and delivered. She does this through keynotes, breakout and training sessions, consulting, and her resource website as a spokesperson and writing services. Please join us today in shifting caregiving from crisis to comfort mode. Welcome back, Lori.
Hi, Carol. Thanks again for having me back. I'm loving these things.
Well, let's sum things up. What can you tell us exactly about who you work with and how do you go about changing how caregiving is perceived, received, and delivered in the world?
Okay, well, primarily I work with companies that are healthcare related, but it really can be any company at all because it's all about relationships. I have a program called the Hybrid Caregiver, and I take caregiver and I divide the word into CAR and e-giver. And CAR stands for Conscious Awakening of Relationships, and e-giver is about the emotional giving. And so any company or any person who deals with other people, which is everybody out there, the materials I have could apply because we talk about things in terms of shifting caregiving, but one of the pieces to that, for example, would be branding or model. And it's really important for companies to not just have a word or a phrase that maybe their staff have memorized. It's about embedding a belief and a core system that creates moments. And so we need to get our employees to walk our talk because those are the things that create the emotional bond between your service and your customer. And without that, you're not being authentic. And that's a huge mistake that companies make. They think, you know, when they come up with a new plan, you know, they devise the mission statement and the vision, and it looks good on paper. But if you don't have the buy-in, the true buy-in from your staff and the people providing those services, you don't have it packaged because the public at large isn't going to get it, and they're not going to be your raving fan. So it's critical for people in any industry to understand the level of care they're giving their not only their clients but their staff. And does their foundational belief system allow their staff to be creative? Because staff out there have such great ideas, and most companies will say they have an open door policy. And yeah, you can open it, you can walk in, you can sit in the chair, and you can explain something, you know, a great idea, but is it going to have wings and is it going to fly? Are you going to help them get that off the ground? And I was just out in Montana with a healthcare association out there, and we talked about what a program I have called Three Wishes and this hybrid caregiver program. And they tell them, you know, I am not going to give you a manual of how to run your business. I'm going to teach you a philosophy to get buy-in and how to develop and create. Because in the world we're in today, what works today isn't going to work tomorrow. And so we have to have a fluid business plan, one that can ebb and flow with the changes and will allow us to be creative and meet the needs of today's consumers. And we can't do that. My belief is we cannot do that on an organizational basis if we don't have buy-in on all levels because we need everybody's eyes and ears. I don't care if it's a maintenance man, a food service, accounting. Everybody has contact with clients in a different fashion, and we need their information. We need their resources. we need their ideas, and we're not tapping those things because we're too structured.
I have a couple questions that have come up as a result of our conversations that I'd just like to wrap our sessions up with. And the first one is caregiving isn't always a pleasant experience because sometimes the dementia makes them into another person.
Correct.
That isn't easy to be around. What are three things that someone can do to help handle a situation like that?
Well, the biggest thing is people, first of all, have to identify their fear factors. And they have to look at when someone is having a behavior, they have to identify what are the stress triggers. Because usually it's us as caregivers that are causing the stress. And so they can't change, you know, their mindset and their thought process. So we have to change how we're doing things. And once we can figure out what the triggers are, then we can get back to creating remarkable moments. Story I can share with you on that is my daughter was at a picnic with my mom, and my mom just blew up out of nowhere screaming that she hated her. And what happened was they were having a great conversation, but my mom was eating a cookie and a piece fell on her chest. And when we broke it down, what happened was prior to my mom blowing up, they were holding hands, they were laughing and talking, and they had great eye contact. And then all of a sudden the cookie fell, the conversation, there was a break in it, so my daughter went to pick up the cookie. When she picked up the cookie, she no longer had eye contact because she was looking at the cookie. She was no longer holding my mom's hand, and they weren't talking. So she lost three major connections. And in that millisecond, my mom perceived that as a stranger coming in and touching her in an inappropriate spot on her chest and lost it. And so it's just kind of like if you go to a good masseuse, they always keep one hand on you because of the energy. And so it's really small little things like that. Understanding the importance of multisensory connections are absolutely critical. And so if she would have probably just held her hand or continued to talk to her, my mom wouldn't have lost that connection and blown up.
Okay. How can we make sure that we keep the older generation in the loop when technology and the way we communicate is being altered so radically?
Oh, that's a great, great point. I would say, you know, tapping into their type of technology. So, again, music is really powerful. I learned that I just kind of had to turn my phone off because I would get distracted, and I need to focus, you know, with them when I'm there. And so, and that's a difficult thing for us to do, you know, because we're used to the texts and we're used to the phone calls and the emails just popping up on our phones and being accessible. But as someone ages and you know, illness comes into play, you have to really just tell yourself, you know what, this is a priority because this isn't going to last forever. And my email will be there.
Okay. Thank you. Lori, how can people get a hold of you?
The easiest way is just to go to the website, alzheimerspeaks.com or seniorlifestyletrends.com, or they can always call me, too, at 651-748-4714. And, you know, I'd love to talk with them or answer any questions they may have. You know, feel free to interact on the blog or Twitter. There's just so much to talk about, you know, and the time just flies, so... One more quotient that I think is really important for people to focus on, and that is very simple, is remembering someone, for example, with Alzheimer's, and basically anybody, any of us in the world react using the same quotient. And we always think when someone is ill that they're different than us, and they don't process the same, but they do. And it's all about our current attitude plus our past experiences equal our perceptions, and our perceptions then trigger our response. And if we can remember that quotient, it allows us to break it down and really look for those stress triggers. And once we identify those, we can change the way we're providing care and reduce those combative behaviors and get back to creating remarkable moments. I, like I said, I'm just on this mission here. In any way that I can help, you know, I'm there. I'm in.
Outstanding. Lori, thank you so very, very much for spending these 4 weeks talking with me on a topic that's very dear to my heart, and I'm sure to many of the people listening to this podcast as our population ages and our whole world starts changing around us. Appreciate your time, Lori.
Oh, thank you so much, Carol.
All right, and for those of you listening to this edition of Just for a Moment, thank you for tuning in. Remember to retain eye contact and touch. Keep the connection. Keep it alive. Stay positive. And I think some powerful things can start happening. This is Carol Murray signing off.